Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. Our internet is being a little shoddy at the moment, so you might see us freeze or we might not be able to hear each other. I'm sorry, but we postponed recording till the morning we're supposed to post because last night the Lakers won and I was too excited and then also at the same time too exhausted to record. So I apologize if there's any technical difficulties throughout this show. But, Mom, say hello.
Yes. Hello, robot Rachel.
You are a robot too. Okay.
You are the robot.
Do I sound off? Angel.
No, your face doesn't match your words, and you're jerky like this.
I wonder, because
you're always so cool.
And because what?
You're always so cool and smooth, so it's like...
Yeah, you're a little choppy for me, but...
I'm always off, so...
Well, I'm recording this on Zoom, so I wonder if it records... Because to me, I look clean and smooth, but you're choppy. Yeah, so I wonder what Zoom is recording. Is it recording the choppy or the smooth?
I don't know, but I sure hope my glass lens doesn't fall out. Okay.
Put on your other glasses.
They're in the other room.
All right. Well, Mom, do you want to start us off with some holidays?
I would love to.
Okay.
Today's National Savings Day. So apparently you only save one day a year. Sounds about right.
That's how you become a billionaire.
It's also National Kick Butt Day. I started that yesterday. I kicked that butt yesterday.
What butt did you, whose butt? Who are you kicking?
My own butt.
Oh, what did you do to kick your own butt? What did you do to kick your own butt?
I made plans. I'm God organized. I am... kicking butt, man.
I love that. That's where I get it from. Where when I'm in the mood to be productive, all I do is make a plan to be productive.
No, I followed through on a few things. We got some shelves up in the kitchen. We got things cleared out. We've got a plan to get a pod to get the garage stuff out, to donate what we don't need, and then to put back organized what we want.
I have cleaned out that garage 16 times, and somehow, within 1 month of me cleaning it out, you somehow fill it again. You go, oh!
There's more things I don't need.
I don't know how you do it, though. I'm like, I clean up
the house. Our house is so small, I don't know where this stuff comes from.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway, stressing me out with your garage.
But you're not here. Why is that stressing you out?
Because I know that it will never be clean, because the second it's clean, you'll fill it up again somehow.
That's what a garage is for.
No, garages are for cars.
Okay. Oh, Rachel, I agree with you. If you have a door from the inside of your house that goes inside the garage.
No, Mom, frozen. The garage is to keep your car safe.
No.
Yes! No.
I do my laundry out there, and it's a pain to go all the way out to the front yard, hello all the neighbors in my pajamas, and then open the garage door and then do the laundry.
Okay, but why are we talking about laundry? I said the garage is for cars, and you said no, it's for laundry, and then started complaining about how it's bad for laundry. What are you even saying?
Because I hang my clothes in there, and if I have turned the car on, it's carbon monoxide all over my clothes. Come on, Rachel.
Okay, well.
I think the garages, I would agree, the garages for cars if you lived where the weather is extreme. Come on, yeah. Santa Barbara.
Okay.
The worst thing that gets on my...
The sun still ruins the paint.
I have trees.
Yeah, that spit little gross things on your... Mom, you're just failing at your own argument. Your garage is not supposed to be a storage unit.
Okay. And again, I would agree if I had enough storage space in the house, but we don't even have master bedroom. There's just little tiny rooms with tinier closets.
Mom.
Get off my back, girl. There was four kids in this house.
I don't have... Yeah, there was. There's no longer.
I still have some stuff.
No, you gave me all my stuff. I don't know whose stuff you think you have.
Memorabilia. I have memorabilia and pictures. Okay.
Well,
and
I'm just saying, I don't have storage at my house either.
Beanie babies and
I don't have storage at my house, and I have two cars in my garage. That's all.
Well, I've lived a lot longer than you and have accumulated more than you.
All right. It's also Indigenous People Day.
It's also Indigenous People Day.
And Canada's Thanksgiving.
Happy Canada to...
Oh, Canada.
That's it.
You know, the only reason I know that is from the Miranda show, because she she hasn't toured in like a year or so. She
I miss it.
I know. Everywhere she would go, like if she traveled outside of the U.S., anywhere she would go, she would incorporate one song that had to do with where she was, whether she was in Ireland, Scotland, London, Canada, Australia, it doesn't matter. So whenever she would go to Canada, she would do a Canada medley.
Yeah.
And Oh Canada was what she sang. And it was, that's so sad. That's the only like knowledge I have of Canada as cold as Miranda sings Canadian melody. Medley.
And Maple Leafs and those yummy cookies.
Well, I know about those because she would put them on the screen. She'd put Canadian things on the screen, which was maple syrup, moose, Justin Bieber. I don't even remember. Anyway. So happy Tuesday. Indigenous People Day. Oh. That's all. I wanted to shout out because that's an important day. Happy Indigenous People Day. Love you guys. My ancestors suck.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say it wrong.
You're not ready. You weren't ready.
No,
you asked
I'm
me.
Reading
I was
it.
Ready, but you're not ready.
I want to say it one way, but I actually looked it up on how to say it. It's Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Breast cancer,
and
yes.
That means what began as the case of early stage breast cancer has metastasized to other organs, and there's no cure for it, and it's not good. It's like
that's what grandma died of. Yeah, she had breast cancer, but then it traveled down to other areas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is that awareness day.
Yes.
And it's actually also No Bra Day.
Let them free fly.
Let them go.
I've always heard, you know, hear different rumors about bras and boobs, and I've heard the rumor that bras can cause breast cancer, but I don't know if that was real. It's definitely a rumor, like wired bras or something like that.
I know you're not supposed to wear wired bras with implants in the olden days.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Isn't that sad that we don't know?
We don't know. This is Breast Cancer Month. Check your boobies.
Check your boobies. Get them checked.
Check them.
I need to go get a physical.
Have your significant other check them. Then have your doctor check them.
I usually do a physical every summer, but I didn't do it this summer. I need to do it.
I got to get that old squishy mammogram done. So that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You got to do it. It's okay.
Guys got to get colonoscopies. Girls got to get their boobies squished.
Guys got to turn and cough. So
does that
they got
hurt,
their things
or is
too.
It just uncomfortable?
I'm sure it's awkward.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't hurt. I'm talking about the painful things we kind of got to do.
They don't squeeze them. They just, I don't know. I'm not a guy. I'm not a guy. It would be cool to switch with, if you're a female, switch with a male for a day. And if you're a male, switch with a female
for a day. Yeah, so we know what's going on.
While she's on her period, please. So that everyone knows what everyone feels. And we can have empathy for the opposite sex.
We would forget.
That's true. We forget the pain of childbirth.
Oh, I don't know how.
We don't forget. We just kind of go, oh, it was worth it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you kind of forget. Everyone kind of forgets the pain after a while of anything. Physical pain. Emotional pain sticks with us.
Thank you. Yeah, that does. That's a killer. Wednesday's National Dessert Day.
Eat it.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I don't have a favorite. I like to... I've realized I like fruity stuff a lot. Mm-hmm. Like a strawberry shortcake, things like that. Like, you know, I want some fruit involved. I really like some fruit because it's refreshing with the dessert, you know?
You know, for me, it depends. You can never go wrong with ice cream, but I clearly have gone wrong with ice cream because I've gained a ton of...
You ate too much ice cream, which wasn't healthy for you.
Right. But I like to, if it's a spicy thing, then you want chocolate or something
spicy.
Cool.
I don't want spicy in my dessert.
If you've eaten a spicy dinner. Oh,
yes.
Then you want something cool to cool it off.
When have you ever eaten a spicy dinner?
Oh, girl, I do the spices now.
Okay. All right.
I cook with the spices. I'm just saying.
She gets spicy, y'all.
I make a killer sweet potato burrito.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's
good. I don't even like sweet potato, but I can tell that that probably tastes good.
It's really, and it's hot. It's hot.
Love that for you, Mom.
I froze them, stuck them. Okay, I digress. So I haven't talked to you in a while. We need to catch up.
I know. Okay,
Thursday, Global Hand Washing Day. Well, that comes in very handy now.
You punned it. Comes in handy for the hand washing day.
Thank you. Should be every day, always. It's also International Shakeout Day. Do you know what that is?
Shake it out.
No. What? It's earthquake preparedness day.
Exorcism? Like, you look like you were having an exorcism done.
I was in an earthquake.
Oh.
It's be prepared for earthquakes if you live in an earthquake country. Have your emergency things somewhere that you can get to.
I have a knife next to my bed. Does that count?
Rachel, and a flashlight?
I want my phone. My phone is a flashlight.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Mom, I have like 20 flashlights in my house. It's just not next to my bed.
It needs to be next to your bed.
They said
we should have a metal one next to your bed so you can hit whoever you need to hit. I've been watching too many.
I have a bat. I have a bat and a knife.
That works.
Okay.
Friday. Speaking of the breastuses, National Mammogram Day.
Get it done.
Global Cat Day.
Do you know what age you're supposed to start getting mammograms?
No, but you'd have to ask your gyno.
Okay, because I've never gotten a mammogram. I've gotten ultrasounds on my boobies before. Because I get really would randomly get really sore.
Hey, where's your bee sting?
It was on my face, but it went away.
It.
No, it's completely gone.
Good. Okay. Sorry.
I'll explain the bee sting because I didn't really explain it on the internet yet. I was walking the dogs and I walked past this place that usually has a lot of bees, but they never bug me. Because if you don't bug the bees, they don't bug you. Like, that's just kind of what it is.
Bees are our friends.
And I felt something on my face and I thought it was a stray hair because my hair was up in a bun, but I had been sweating because I was sanding. So like, you know, your hair comes down when you're moving a lot. And so I thought I felt a hair on my face. So I smacked my face like this to get my hair off and I smacked a bee. Oh. So it stung me and then died. And I was like, ow. And then I was like freaking out and I couldn't tell what was happening because like, you know, I was like looking at the trying to take pictures of it on my phone. And I got back to the house and the stinger wasn't in there and it only stung for it took another like 10 minutes to get home because I was on a walk. So by the time I got home, it didn't sting anymore. The stinger wasn't in there. It was fine. It was just a little bump. So it wasn't a big deal. But I was like, really? I got stung in the face. Anyway, continue with the holidays.
Getting that bee sting in the backyard. It's also Global Cat Day. Did you hear me say that?
Global Cat Day. There was a cat in my front yard the other day, and I hung out with it for like 20 minutes, and Blaze was inside freaking out.
Oh, I bet.
What?
I bet.
That cat wanted a cuddle, and I had cuddles to give.
I want to cuddle the squirrel that keeps coming in my house, but it won't let me touch it.
It takes patience, long patience.
I'm putting out all... he's right there right now. Rachel. You don't even know how adorable this squirrel is. Squirrels? Right now.
Squirrels are adorable.
Okay, I'm taking a picture for you.
Boom. I get a lot of pictures of random wild animals from my mother.
But Cinderella, my dog, does not like her.
Well, no. Of course not. Yeah. It's okay. In her yard.
It's also Luke's birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, that's copyrighted.
Luke. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
We'll do the Ballinger version.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday now. It is so your birthday. Oh, man.
Birthday. Luke, 1 year old on Friday.
A year ago, I was taking care of 4 children all by myself.
A year ago, I was on a plane frantically trying to fly across the
The only person in town with Jessica went into labor. Luke is my nephew. Sorry. Christopher and Jessica. Christopher is my brother.
My son.
Yeah. And then Jessica. I've known Jessica for almost 12 years.
Longer than that.
No, Rachel. Wait. Longer than that. How old am
yes.
I?
Yes.
I was 8. How, math. I was 8 and now I'm 21 years. Wow. I've known Jessica for 21 years. So anyway, but they have 5 children and I was the only one in town while Jessica was giving birth to her 5th. So they have 4 children running around, all very young. And if you know me of the family, I'm not the babysitter. I will wrestle with them for 10 minutes and be done. Like, that's just who I am. I'm responsible. I'll keep them all alive. But that many children, just, I love them. Yeah. I'm not the babysitter of the family. But I went and took all 4 children and, like, took them. They were at a play rehearsal. I had to feed them. How do you keep track of that many kids? I was freaking out the whole time.
You did good, Rachel. You did good till the reinforcements came.
Oh, yeah. Then once everyone got there, I was like, I'm out. Peace. They all survived and got to their play rehearsal and had food in their stomach. I did not eat, but they did.
You're a true substitute mommy there.
All right. Is that it for today?
I'm done.
All right. Oh, I'm exhausted. Yeah, I didn't even do anything.
It was the garage for you. It was the garage.
It's the garage for me. All right. Before we move on to the news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. I don't think we had a scheduled one, but whatever. I didn't record one anyway. Whoops. All right. Big news of the week. Lakers won the championship. Lakers champs once again. This is an annoying thing. No one cares about sports. I'm just going to talk about it for a second.
I care.
Well, so anyone who's not a Lakers fan is like, well, it wasn't a real championship because they were in a bubble without fans and they had a huge break in the middle of the season and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, if your team had won, you would not be saying this. Like, that's it. It's just this. Sports are so weird. I don't even know. But anyway, congrats to the Lakers. And then, but more importantly, you know who else won this week?
A fly?
747, Mom.
Yes!
747.
Jumbo Jets, 747.
747 won the fat bear competition.
He was chunky.
He was chunky. I retweeted on our podcast page the link to vote for him because I saw it. Someone had voted for him and put it on Twitter. Yeah. This is it.
That's it. And he won.
He won.
Thank you to everyone who voted.
It
doesn't mean anything. Nobody wins anything. It's just because we invest so much of our time watching these bears in the Katmai National Forest at Brooks Falls.
And I love it.
We become invested in these emotionally. So yeah. Those are our bears.
You know what I also voted for this? I voted for the president, not our president. I voted for Joe Biden this week.
For president.
For a new president this week.
We're dropping ours off today.
I handed mine to my postal worker, who I very much love and trust. Also, he doesn't know who I voted for because Trent asked me that. Mm-hmm. Trent was like, Trent is one of my older brothers. He was like, how do I know that the mailman won't mess with my ballot? And I said, well, he doesn't know who you're voting for, so he doesn't know if he should mess with it or not. Like, because he doesn't know your stance, so he doesn't know if he should mess, you know. That's
right.
That's the beauty of it. Did you see that a church created a fake ballot box?
And it was, there wasn't a church. It was a GOP something, 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 Republican Party. All these fake drop-off things everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're claiming you can collect a bunch and turn them all into the post office.
No.
But will they?
No, but here's the thing. There's all this election fraud that keeps coming up, and it's all by the GOP. It's all by the Republicans. And they're all like, well, the libs are blah, blah, blah. Like, the libs haven't done anything. All we're doing is handing our stuff to the postal worker. Like, we haven't done anything.
So maybe instead of a drop box, I'll take it straight to the front of the post office
The mail-in ballot thing that you get sent, come with all the instructions, and they tell you all of the designated places to drop off your ballot. So the voter thing that you get sent in the mail says you can drop it off at these, like, six locations around you.
Right.
Or you can, of course, put it in the mailbox or hand it straight to your postal worker like I did. Listen, I've been making sure my postal people are very happy putting out drinks for them every day this summer. So I trust him. We're good. He says hi. My dogs never growl at him when we're on walks. They like him when we're on walks. So he's good. Who's texting me, Jessica?
Not me.
So anyway, there's that. I voted. Vote. Make a plan to vote.
Vote
early.
Please vote. Vote, 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 vote.
If you have the abilities. Shaq, good old Shaquille O'Neal, admitted that he voted for the first time ever.
For him. Well, at least he did it. Good for him.
I think he's in his 40s now. Like, this man has never voted. He finally voted. And he was like, I know I'm going to get shade for this, but it feels so good to have actually done it that I'm going to tell you guys I've just voted for the first time. Just vote, man. If you think my vote's not going to matter, you're, well, wrong. But just do it for me. If you're not, just do it for me. Just do it for me.
You know what? I'll wait till tomorrow because today's a holiday.
No, yes.
So I'll
it's
wait
Indigenous
till
People Day.
Yes. We will not say the other name.
No, disgusting. But everyone was saying, like, why don't we make this day voter day? Like, switch today with voter day so people have the day off to vote. But of course, voter suppression, that'll never happen. All right. In other news, well, actually, it's the same news. The vice president debate happened. Basically, Pence was lying the whole time. Kamala Harris spoke well, but she was speaking so slow that she couldn't get all. I was like, say more info, because she was very put together, thought out, blah, blah, blah. The only negative thing Fox News had to say about her was that she made so many faces and she smiled too much.
But did you see the other? Did someone put together?
Oh, think of Trump.
All the reporters who were saying, oh, her smirks, oh, her this, oh, her that.
And it was just videos of Trump. Pictures.
Oh, God, that was amazing.
Because they had nothing actually negative to say because she handled herself so well. And she spoke very clearly, precise, truthfully. You know, she answered the questions.
Now, not always, Rachel.
I didn't watch.
There were some questions that neither one answered.
She's a politician.
Yeah, I was watching, trying to be open-minded for all of it. And then afterwards, listened to both Democrat and Republican podcasts, seeing.
I love my mom. Just side note, I love my mom right now. She has decided in the past few years to think for herself and not just what other people tell her. So she's been doing a lot of her own research on politics and things like that. I'm very proud of her.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So, and that's the thing. You're listening to both.
Yeah, but it's funny to hear both sides, and they both think they came out the winner. They came out. Yeah. But then I was talking to Jessica and she's like, just listen to the person instead of all the other outside. You can listen to that too and get opinions. Yeah. But the actual candidate, listen and watch the character and see.
Yeah.
So that when it came down to that, it's like, hello. Yeah.
The real
the
winner.
Fly.
No, the jokes that came from it was the real one. The internet was the real winner. Because all anyone talked about was the fly on Mike Pence's head, who abided by the 2-minute rule, showed up out of nowhere. Like, no one saw it land. It just appeared on his hair. And then after exactly 2 minutes, flew away.
It took off.
And then Kamala Harris is speaking, y'all. So she is speaking.
Now, if I was sitting here and there was a fly on my head, wouldn't you tell me?
Not if I didn't like you.
Right, y'all.
Well, honestly, I don't know if she saw it because they were between two plexiglass
clear. You put but plexiglass in my window and it's clearer than my windows.
Also, but she had more important things to say, or if he was speaking, it was his turn to speak. So
this is true. Okay, how about the moderator? Just do this, or there's, excuse me.
I think Pence, though, if he had done this, it would have kept flying back to him. Have you ever tried to swat off a fly?
Mm-hmm.
It turns into a whole kluffle of this. So yeah. Honestly, there's nothing anyone could do.
But make memes.
So that was fun. At least the internet, it was better than the presidential debate, which by the way is now canceled.
I watched one second
of the presidential debate. Okay. But the presidential debates are canceled because Trump doesn't want to do them virtually. So if he doesn't have the chance to expose Biden
because
to...
Because they can mute him then.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't understand, Rachel. I'm ignorant on this, I guess. Clearly I am. If you're in a presidential debate, Rachel.
I'm right. I'm listening to you. What? You're talking. I'm letting you talk.
Why can't the moderator have a little button that shuts them up right at the mark? Or it automatically, she says the question, boom, the timer starts and it automatically turns it off. Nobody's hands are on it. Nobody's playing favorites. She hits it. They can talk. When it's done, boop, their mic's gone. Make her mouth can be doing this, but we're on to the next question.
I mean, obviously that is what should happen. I think this is the first time in history where that has had to have been brought up. Because usually the people running for president, whether I agree with their politics or not, always are usually held to like a respectful manner of how they present themselves.
Right.
Ooh, that didn't taste good. So I think this is the first time where they've had to like think about that. Anyway, let's move on. I'm tired of politics. I mean, I'm not tired of it, but I am tired of it. You get what I'm saying. We're moving on. Mariah Carey.
Oh.
She posted a video teasing a Christmas song collab. She posted a video of director's chairs with the...
Please, shut up. He was over at the door. I think he wants out.
He wants out. She posted a photo of director's chairs with initials on them. AG, MC, and JH. And so everyone was like, it's Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, and Jennifer Hudson. All wonderful Christmas times. So everyone's hoping for a good Christmas song.
Nice.
Lord knows we need it. All right. You know how it's time for the most blank in your state. But guess what it is this week?
It came back?
Yeah, but not in the fun section, in the entertainment section.
Okay.
The creepiest place to visit in each state. So, of course, I looked up California's creep. Don't tell Colleen because she'll make me go ghost hunting there, and I refuse. It is a 4-mile hike through Puente Hills. And ghosts of 29 people are said to be there from a plane crash in the 50s. And the ghost of children who were stolen from a nearby orphanage and sacrificed by a religious cult.
First, ew. But I think it's funny that you think Colleen would go on a 4-mile hike.
Okay, there's the truth. That is the truth. There's also said to be ghosts there from, there was an insane asylum near there. And a kid went there and got electrocuted to death, but there was no electricity running into the building. So no one, exactly. So apparently this 4-mile hike through Puente Hills has a bunch of tragic things that have happened to it.
Aww.
And apparently there's a bunch of ghosts there. I will not be going there. Okay, I need to let my dog out. Mom, talk to them about the ghost hunting video Colleen and I did.
Well, I would love to talk to you all about the ghost hunting video Colleen and Rachel did. But I have yet to see it. Therefore, I cannot comment on that specific topic.
What's up?
The end.
Okay. Colleen wants to do another ghost video. She wanted to do it last night. And I was like, sorry, Lakers are playing. See you later.
Yeah, nothing else exists.
Nothing. I'm watching this.
Your dad's had his headphones on the entire... I knew when the Lakers was because those...
Did he watch or just listen? Or was he watching on his phone?
I don't know. He was on his phone in the backyard and the neighbors were watching their critters and they're home today, but watching other critters. And I heard their chickens just going crazy. I'm like, oh no, a hawk or something. And it's like, Tim will get it. He can hear it. He's in the backyard. Nope.
Nope.
He had.
He's listening.
I'm running in the backyard. Something's wrong with the chickens.
It wasn't that intense of a game because the Lakers pretty much just dominated and were up by like 20, 36, like whatever the whole time. So it wasn't like a nail biting game, which usually is the last game. Usually the last game that like comes down to the last shot. But, you know, I didn't have a heart attack the whole time. So that was great.
Miami didn't bring the heat, huh?
Wow. Look at you. Love that. All right. Oh, okay. So this happened this week. Twitter disabled some sharing options on a tweet from Trump on Sunday, labeling it as a violation of spreading false information about coronavirus.
Good.
So, yes. So Trump tweeted he is now immune and cannot spread COVID.
No.
And Twitter was like, that's false. You're not allowed to share this tweet. So love that.
They just didn't do delete.
They can't because he's the president.
The account.
He should.
He's got to follow the same rules we do.
Obviously he should, but he's not going to. Anyway, October 13th, Mom, you forgot to say, is Amazon Prime Day.
It's also my best friend's birthday.
You know, today is October 12th, right? Yeah. My best friend growing up, it's
not October.
Today.
November. Sorry, Kelly. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Is it weird that both of our best friends are named Kelly?
Kelly, yeah.
Yeah. And then my other best friend has the same name as me. So, anyway, it's my, you know, what's her face across the street who has a kid now?
Yes.
We'll remain nameless. It's her birthday today.
Oh.
I will always remember her birthday. We don't talk anymore. Yeah. We haven't talked in a very long time, but she was my best friend.
Not that you don't like each other. Just lives.
We fell out of touch.
Yeah.
We went to different high schools and then we stopped talking. Anyway, it's Amazon Prime Day on the 13th. Amazon Prime Day always sucks.
There's nothing I want.
There's nothing. It's terrible. They're like, this eraser, though. I'm like, I don't want your eraser. Get out of here, stupid face.
Now, if they were selling chicken food or bird seed or,
My friend just bought a house, and I really wanted to get her a bird bath. I keep forgetting because she's got some cats. So I figured a bird bath in the backyard. The cats could watch through the window.
They're indoor cats, right?
Yes, they're indoor cats, unless she's outside with them.
It would not be cute if they were outdoor cats. Oh, let's get a bird bath.
She's got indoor cats. Calm down. I'm not a murderer of animals. TikTok ban, but not America. Pakistan banned TikTok for immoral and indecent videos.
Well, oh, did you need to ban everything? Because those are everywhere.
I know. Now my dog is barking. Yelp. Ugh, my dog. Blaze, shut up. He's been a butthead.
It's not that loud.
Good. Yelp is going to alert users when a business has been accused of racist behavior. Now, I read that headline. And I was like, whoa, this is strange. But basically what's happening is like, so you know when a store is like being really racist, someone films it, posts it on Twitter or TikTok and says the name of the place, and then everyone goes to that place on Yelp and gives them bad reviews. So what Yelp is doing is when something like that happens, they basically, when you click on the business, a big alert comes up and says, this business has been accused of racist behavior, so it cannot be commented on or used at the moment. So basically they're making it so people can't flood it with negative comments. But also if you're like just trying to check out, like maybe it's a burger place. You're trying to check out a burger place and you click it to like see more about it, the same racist thing pops up. So it's to protect them, but also warn other people because in this day and age, the second something happens, everyone just, the internet tries to, you know, be social, like keyboard warriors or whatever, which is great. But so I was like, okay, this, I see the negatives and the positives of this. That's what it is. But I'm also like, sometimes I feel that sometimes things happen and the business wasn't in the wrong, or like the employee wasn't in the wrong, and everyone just decides to go attack them because people like to jump on the bandwagon. So
when they don't have all the facts.
Yeah. So there's that.
And
then last bit of news I have. Sorry. Netflix is testing a feature that lets you turn off the still watching pop-up.
Thank you.
So what happens is when you're watching and it pops up once, it says still watching ? You can hit yes, no, or play without asking again. So each new session with Netflix, you're going to have to repress it, because I think this is smart, because sometimes I fall asleep to it. So if I had turned off the thing like the day before, like don't ask me again, it would never turn off while I'm trying to sleep. So still happens, but in each session, you know, each session's a new session, which I think is really smart. I actually like it. So you only get bugged once until you restart Netflix.
Good. Because, you know, you're getting all cozy and you're cozy and then you're watching your show and then that thing and then the remote's way over there. And
pretty much.
It's a thing. It's a struggle sometimes.
That's all the news I have for today. Lakers won. I got stung by a bee. 747-1. I voted. That's pretty much all I got. There was nothing crazy in the news this week, which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
Wasn't that stressful, but that's all. All right. You have anything else to add, Mom?
No, I've told you all my things.
All right. We are going to play one round of Mad Gab because someone was like, I missed the games. Boy. So before we move on to the game, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
So do I need to go get my Mad Gab cards?
I'm just going to do it to you. One round.
Good.
Just a single round. People said they missed it. And by people, I mean one human. So we're just going to try this.
The one person.
The one person. This is for them. Noose who tucklos. Let me explain. For those who don't know, we're playing Mad Gab, which is a game where they put the emphasis on the wrong syllable of a sentence, and my mom has to decipher what I'm actually saying.
Can I see it?
Noose who tucklos.
Can I see it?
I'm showing you. Noose who tucklos.
Noose who
tucklos.
Those who tuck most. Those who tuck most?
This doesn't make any... This is a terrible
phrase. Thank you. It's a bad one. What was it?
New suit of clothes. No one says that.
I got a new suit of clothes?
No one says that.
That's not even a right... Different
That's
one,
Rachel. Not a sentence. That's...
Do a real one.
Okay. Mine is pa bank reek.
Mine is public.
Mine is pa... Bank Greek.
Mine is.
My name is Paul Bank Greek.
My name is Paul Blanklick. Sorry.
My name is Paul Bank Greek.
My knees. My knees?
Yeah.
My knees.
Paul Bank Greek.
Pain in the creek.
Paul Bank Greek.
My knees do something.
My knees pop and creak.
My knees pop and creak.
Yes, you did it! All right, that was one round of that. I hope you enjoyed. All right, we'll move on to some questions. Diana asked, no one asked me questions. I did ask during the Laker game, so.
Well, everyone was busy watching the Lakers.
That makes sense. Yeah. Diana asks, have you played Among Us yet? Have you learned to play Among Us? Okay, so there's this game that's all the rage. It's called Among Us, and apparently it's like a version of Mafia, and it takes like 30 minutes to kind of totally understand it, and then you're like addicted. Everyone's playing it right now. I downloaded it, and I just haven't gotten the urge to learn it. Because that just...
Don't you need people to do that?
You can play with other people, like, within the game. And a lot of people are like, that's what a lot of people are doing video-wise, is they're like playing Among Us with my friends, or like playing Among Us with fans or whatever like that. So it's like
on
gives you
a Zoom? Do you Zoom it?
No,
do
you
do?
Just play it on the app or on the Twitch or the things.
Got it. Play all the game. Got it. Okay. I'm catching up. I'm up to speed.
Anyway, so I should play it, but I got so many things to do. I'm still painting my cabinets, guys.
They look great, by the way.
Thank you. I'm still painting. I got to do some primer after this. Anyway, and then Maldwina, asks, from the products you test, what do you do with the ones that you don't find useful? So I test a lot of products.
That's what's in my garage.
False. So much false. Get out of here. Trash. Don't you dare. Cap. All right. So I test a lot of products, and a lot of them suck. Or a lot of them don't suck, but they're just not useful to me. I keep the ones I like, obvi. And then I usually try and find them a home. If they work and they're just like not for me, like that happens a lot, you know, like
you pass them on.
Yeah, I pass them on to a lot of people, or I donate them. But sometimes if they are absolute garbage, like I don't wish this on anyone, no one should have to pay for this, I do trash some stuff. Like, I know that's wasteful, but there are things, I don't know. I mean, I've just tested things that just don't work at all.
Yeah.
Like, I've tested a lot of stuff, guys. So I have trashed a few things. But a lot of stuff I keep, a lot of kitchen gadgets, I either keep or I know I'll find someone to pass those along to. Bathroom stuff I usually keep. But mostly I give a lot of it away because I know a lot of people. You know, a lot of freaking duh. And the last question we have today is from Adrian. She says, is it ever appropriate to date a friend's ex? I think each situation is different. Mm-hmm. But it also depends, like, listen, if you're like in elementary school, junior high, even high school, those relationships usually don't mean that much. But of course, each situation is completely different. But I think like once you get into like adult life and you have serious relationships with like serious real feelings, it's usually not appropriate. Of course, every person's different.
A lot of baggage comes along with it.
And yeah. So
history and
yeah, but like if your friend dated someone once for a month in freshman year of high school and then senior year of high school and they don't even talk, it was just like they dated but then never actually broke up, it just kind of faded off because you're 15 and you're like, what's happening? That, I mean, usually that's fine. Again, each situation is different, but when you're like an adult and you've dated someone for 2 years and then you break up and a month later your best friend wants to date them, you're like, hey, well, no. So every human and situation is different.
And there's some people who would say, I don't care.
Yeah, there's definitely some people that say, because that's life. But so there is no yes or no. There is.
Yeah.
Life is a gray area. And that is definitely a gray area. All right. That's it. They're also, make sure you know your friend's nose. Like there's,
yes.
My best friend Kelly and I, we dated a lot of the same guys in high school because it was high school. Like that's just what you do. But her and I had the no list. Like, no, you're not allowed to talk to them or whatever. Well, you could talk to them, but you're not allowed to like pursue them romantically ever. And we both have that list and we know who's on it and we know who's not on it. Like, flings don't really matter, but there was some people that was like, I was in love with them. That's off limits. All right, that's it, Mom. Do you have anything else to add?
No, ma'am, I do not.
All right, well,
like your fall decor.
Thank you. I couldn't remember if I had this up last week or not.
I think I would have noticed, but then again, I was off last week, so it looks good.
I forgot what happened. Life. I think we were tired. All right, that's it. I love you, Mom. Do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.